of those wonderful pina coladas. And would you ask the steel band to play Maybe It's Because I'm a Londoner just one more time? Thank you.
Wake up, ma'am. Afternoon tea.
What? Oh, yes. Thank you, Henry.
Pleasant dreams, ma'am.
I was on the fabulous Paul Steiger Cunard cruise around the Caribbean.
Caribbean, ma'am?
Caribbean, Henry.
Buy Paul Steiger Terrily Net Curtains and get the chance to win a luxury Cunard cruise for two around the Caribbean. Get your entry forms and details from your local stockists. Paul Steiger Terrily Net Curtains, at the heart of every dream window. You'll love that net.
Oh, Henry, where's my pina colada?
Pina colada, ma'am.
When you want a cool, refreshing lager, that's alcohol-free. A full of flavor drink, the flowing calories. When you want real satisfaction from a drink that's good for you, why do you say the same as me?
When you want a real drink, but without the alcohol, what do you say? You say mousse cold.
Why do you say the same as me?
Why not spend an evening with Wally at the Green Acres Country Club, Rathfarnham? Relax in a friendly atmosphere where the drinks are sensibly priced. You can have a game of darts too. The Green Acres Country Club, Rathfarnham. Why not try us tonight?
Party mist when you're at work or at play. Body mist protects you all the day.
New, more effective body mist. The antiperspirant deodorant with fresh, lighter perfumes works hard all day to keep you cooler, drier, more confident than ever. Look for new body mist in the bright new packs.
Body mist.
Broadcasting from Dublin City on 8:46 AM and 88 FM in stereo, this is Radio Nova, where the time is 5 o'clock.
Nova News, I'm Brian Dobson. The British Defence Ministry have released further details of the attack on the airstrip at Port Stanley on the Falkland Islands. A spokesman said there were two separate raids. The first, during the night, involved high-altitude Vulcan bombers. This was followed at dawn by an attack by RAF Sea Harriers. A spokesman said both attacks were, as he put it, successful, adding that there were no casualties. The statement indicates that the attacks were much larger than was at first thought. The attack follows the British announcement of a total exclusion zone round the Falklands. That announcement warned that any aircraft on the ground at Port Stanley would be liable to be attacked. In Buenos Aires, an official military spokesman has said that the British statement on the attack isn't true. Britain had not used Falcon bombers in the raid and the British had suffered casualties, he said. Earlier, Argentina claimed to have shot down two Harrier jump jets during the attack. Meanwhile, the Argentine president, General Galtieri, has called a meeting of his top military advisers to formulate a new plan of action. And in a statement released a few minutes ago, an Argentine military spokesman claimed that British forces have launched another air raid attack on the Falklands. There's been no confirmation of this claim from the Defence Ministry in London. So while Britain steps up its military pressure on Argentina to withdraw from the islands, the British Foreign Secretary, Francis Pym, is due to leave for Washington in about an hour's time. He's going there for talks with the American Secretary of State, Alexander Haig. At home, Gardaí in Balbriggan, County Dublin, are investigating the poisoning of the town's water supply last night. Dublin County Council discovered traces of cyanide in Balbriggan Reservoir and then drained it of some 500,000 gallons of water. The supply is expected to be resumed sometime this afternoon. In the Polish capital, Warsaw, thousands of people have taken to the streets in defiance of the martial law regulations in a demonstration timed to coincide with the official May Day celebrations. An estimated 40 to 50,000 people marched through Warsaw, many of them carrying banners in support of the independent trade union Solidarity. The police, who were out in force, did not intervene, and the protest ended peacefully after an hour and a half. In Portugal, two people have been shot dead and over 100 injured during clashes in the city of Oporto. Hundreds of riot police were drafted into the city when fighting broke out between rival groups of trade unionists. There was shooting as the police clashed with pro-communist demonstrators. And finally, the weather. Rather cold this afternoon, this evening in all areas with some scattered showers still to come. Winds fresh to strong, mainly westerly in direction. Nova News headlines at 2:05 past 5.
Radio Nova.
Bill O'Brien.